Damage control for a painful history on this moment of Indiana history. Although there is little evidence that Martinsville was Indiana's Ku Klux Klan headquarters, the city's reputation as a racist hub still persists. Admittedly, there were 1,600 Klan members in Morgan County in 1925, but that number was representative of Klan popularity across the state at that time. The murder of a young black encyclopedia saleswoman in 1968, along with a series of racially charged altercations, have convinced many of the ongoing intolerance of the mostly white central Indiana city. But there's another side to the story of Martinsville. When the Klan announced plans to march through town in 1967, the mayor successfully banned a parade and encouraged locals to ignore the Klan's motorcade. One resident even proposed that, alternatively, a do-good bazaar be held at the county fairgrounds. Earlier in this century, Martinsville was known for its artesian mineral water springs. Among the many health resorts that thrived there, African-American proprietor Willis Clark's spa catered to a black clientele. A black porter at another sanitarium, Albert Doc Merritt, ran a club for the city's poor boys for more than 40 years. Merritt is celebrated annually with a gala dinner, first organized in 1998 by the citizen group Pride, or People Respecting Individuality and Diversity in Everyone. Pride joins several initiatives formed to promote civil rights in Martinsville and refurbish its reputation. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations.